You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Richard Pope with my wife, Pastor Lucy Pope, from the Word of Truth International Ministries Incorporated. We're so grateful that you decided to join us today, and we know the Lord has a blessing just for you.
But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life, and I got mountains to climb.
Greetings. We greet you in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus on this morning. It's just such a pleasure to be here this morning. We just thank God for life, health, and strength that he's allowed us to see another day. And we're just so grateful for the rain that he's been blessing us with in our area and much needed rain. We just thank him for those blessings from above. And if you're out there listening this morning, it's just great to be alive this morning. We thank God for another beautiful, beautiful day in South Florida. And it's no accident that you're listening this morning. God has a word for you. Excuse me. God has a word for you. And God, everything's intentional with God. I mean, whatever you go through, that there's a reason for it. It's part of God's plan. So don't think you just happen to stumble onto this message this morning as the Holy Ghost lead us in this word of truth. But that God has a word for you this morning. And let us go before the throne of grace. Most gracious and eternal Father, we just thank you right now, Lord God. We bless you and we magnify you because you are God and you're God all by yourself. You are worthy to be praised. We just thank you this morning, God, that you've allowed us to see another day. Oh, Abba Father, just have your way, Lord God. Oh, we bless you and we magnify you for your darling son, Jesus, who laid down his life that we might have a right to the tree of life, that we would have a right standing back into the body of Christ, back into the kingdom of God. And we're just so happy and elated and joy-filled in our hearts this morning that we are still alive and we're still able to fulfill our assignment. Because we know that we have an assignment from God if we're still here. We thank you, God. We thank you. And we ask that you would just touch everyone, Lord God, that's under the sound of my voice. You know every need, Father God. You know those that are in relationship with you, those that are backslidden, Lord God, those that don't know you. Draw them this morning by your spirit. Stir up the gift that's down on the inside of them, Lord, for a good work for the kingdom, that other souls will be saved and led to you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, we just ask a special blessing on this radio station, Lord God, the owners and the technicians, all of them that make it possible. Lord God, just bless them, touch them, encourage them, stir up in their faith, Lord God. Oh, meet every need right now in the name of Jesus. Give them provision for the vision, Lord God. Oh, Father, we just thank you right now. And we ask that you would just forgive us for all of our sins, Lord God. Sins of deed, thought, action, words, lies, disobedience, knowingly, unknowingly, Lord God. Sins of omission, commission, and submission. Sins of contemplation. Lord God, just forgive us, Lord. Wash us this morning in your precious blood. Wash us in the word, the watering of the word. Wash us this morning. Purge us with hyssop, Lord God, that we will be whiter than snow. Oh, Lord, we just thank you right now, God. We thank you for those, Father God, that are listening. Lord God, that have special needs, Lord Father. Father, you know. Just reach out this morning, pour out your healing virtue on those that have on their beds of affliction this morning, Lord God. Oh, those that are tormented in their minds, Lord God, we tell the devil to take his hands off their mind, tormenting spirits. We curse it at the root right now. Come out in the name of Jesus. Loose them for the kingdom of God. Oh, Father, we just thank you right now. We thank you, Lord, for those that are listening, Father God, that are in legal trouble, Lord God. Lord God, you're the lawyer that's never lost a case. Oh, Lord God, you're a doctor that has never lost a patient. And we look to you this morning. We look to the hills for which cometh our help, knowing that all our help is coming from you, Lord. even though we're in turbulent times right now, Lord, we know that you will make a way for us out of no way. Lord, we put our trust in you. Oh, Lord God, we come right now to be built up in our most holy faith, Lord God. Oh, your word says that when the Son of Man returns, will he find faith? Lord God, let us be standing in faith when you return. Oh, Lord God, we just want to please you. Lord God, we want to magnify you. We want to glorify you. You're such an awesome God. Oh, we just thank you right now for your grace. We thank you for your mercy because you always look out for us, Lord God. Even when you're always faithful to us, even when we're not faithful, Lord God, you're faithful to us. Lord, we just thank you this morning for your word. Let it go forth this morning, Father God, with power and simplicity, that the least of them will understand it, that your word will fall on the fertile soils of the hearts of your people, that it will germinate, come to life, and bear much fruit. Lord, we just thank you right now for your word. We take authority right now over these airwaves. Lord God, we bind the hand of the enemy that would try to steal the seed of this word before it can fall on the soils that you've allotted for it to fall on. Lord God, we just bless you this morning, Lord Jesus. We thank you. Have your way, Lord. Holy Spirit, move. Move, Holy Spirit. Let them hear none of me, but all of you. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And this morning, we're looking at Romans, continuation from last week. We're looking at Romans this morning, and I'm going to start in verse 6. Romans 1, and I'm going to read verse 6 through verse 8. And it reads as thus, and I'm reading from the King James. Among whom are ye also the called of Jesus Christ? To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. I'm going to go ahead and read verse 9 too. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers. Amen. Amen. And here we find Paul writing to the Romans, the Roman believers, the church in Rome. And last week we talked about that Paul whom we have received in verse 5, he has received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations, for his name's sake. And what Paul is saying here, that all of us have received grace and apostleship. He's talking about him and the other apostles and all that believe, because it's through our obedience to the faith, huh? Through our obedience to the faith, and it's among all nations, because they're watching us, they're listening to us. And so we are the catalyst of Christianity and born-again believers, that we're building up the kingdom. And it's to all nations. The Great Commission was that we would go and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So we're the catalyst. These United States, we're the catalyst. Wherever you are, You're the catalyst, because there's areas around you that haven't heard the gospel. They don't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. So through the obedience of our faith, and that's why we must stand in faith, no matter what's going on around us, wars and rumors of wars and famine and pestilence and all kind of, we gonna see a lot of stuff coming, but. Will he find faith? Will we be able to stand? Because they're watching us. Folks are going to be saved and set free and delivered because of what we do as a witness. They're watching us to see how the body of Christ goes through all these turbulent times, all these tribulations and trials, and circumstances and situations that we've never seen before. It's not new, but we've never seen it in our time. But all these things must be because it's already prophesied in the Bible. And we must go through these things. And I say that the Lord sometimes used the devil as sandpaper to sharpen us up and to refine us, huh? To polish us, huh? Because a lot of times we get lax and we get lackadaisical and we don't read like we should the Word of God, and we don't pray like we should, and we don't witness and give our testimony because we are overcome. We overcome the enemy, the devil. We overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. The blood is the finished work on the cross that purchased our freedom, purchased and redeemed us. Huh? He brought us back into right standing with God. And so this is how we overcome him. He don't want you to open your mouth. He don't want you to open your mouth and speak the word. Huh? Give your testimony. Let folk know what God has done for you. What Jesus has brought you through. Huh? What he's brought you out of. How he saved you. Huh? And set your feet on a solid foundation, which is Christ, the solid rock. Huh? That's the firm foundation that the apostles and the prophets helped shape. Huh? That's the solid rock that he built the church on, that he was telling Peter to rock about. That's the solid foundation, the confession of who Jesus is, the solid rock. He's the firm foundation that the church is built, that we're built on. We are the church, not the four walls. That's our sanctuary. That's our tabernacle. That's the place where we meet to come in and get equipped, to edify and build up each other. And to give that knowledge and wisdom through the word that we might go out and share the gospel. That we're being discipled in that place. That we can go out and make disciples. Huh? Make followers of Christ. And that's what Paul is telling. He's encouraging them, the church at Rome. He say, among whom are ye also the called of Jesus Christ? Huh? The same grace, huh? The same call is on your life when you're a believer, because you don't have to have a title in order to lead someone to Christ, in order to share the gospel, the good news with them, to encourage them, to pray for them. And that's why we must continually be before the Lord, because adversities will come. But we have an advocate with the Father that is seated at the right hand of the Father right now, making intercession for us, always making intercession for us. Even though he said it was finished on the cross, he's still helping us. He's still praying us through. He's still going on our behalf to the Father as the enemy comes to accuse us, because you know he's accused of the brethren. He's always trying to find something in us to accuse us. And Jesus is always being our lawyer. Huh? He's always interceding for us. Always. You are the called of Jesus Christ. You are the church. You are the body. And Paul, that's what Paul is telling them. Huh? To all that be in Rome, the Roman church, all of y'all, beloved of God, huh? Called to be saints, to be set apart, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, huh? To be representatives of Christ, ambassadors. You represent Christ. You represent the body of the risen Savior, Jesus Christ. So you can't take this Holy Spirit that's been imparted into you. You can't take Jesus. That's Jesus. That's his spirit. You can't take that anywhere. You can't say anything out your mouth. Are you representing Christ this morning? Huh? When they look at you, do they see Christ? Because you're the only Jesus some will ever see. Huh? You're the only Bible some will ever hear when you give them the words of God. Are you representing this morning? What are they saying about you? even though we're not supposed to worry about our reputation. But what are they saying? Because a lot of what they're saying most times are true. Are you an example, as Jesus was our example when he walked this earth for 33 and some change? Are you, when they see you, do they see Christ? Are you exemplifying the love, the faith, the compassion that Jesus had? Are you casting out devils and laying hand on the sick in the name of Jesus and they recovering? Because he say, if you believe, if you're a believer, you should, these signs should follow you. Are you representing him? What are they saying about you? What are they saying about you? He's saying grace to you and peace from God. Paul is always praying. He's always interceding for the body. Are you interceding for someone? Are you interceding for your neighbors? The ones at the grocery store that you know that don't know the Lord. Are you interceding for them? At the gas station, on your job, as you go about your busy schedule, do you ask the Holy Spirit for opportunities to witness to folk, to share the gospel, to be that light of this world, to be the salt of the earth, to make them hunger and thirst after righteousness, after Jesus, after the word? That's what it means. Because salt make you thirsty. Are you preserving them? Leading them to Christ that they might be saved. Saving. Salt is a preserver. It preserves. It keeps stuff from spoiling. Are you preserving them? Are you leading them to Christ? Telling them about Jesus who can save them and keep them from spoiling. Keep them from being wasted and lost. Because time is winding up. We don't know how much time we have, but we need to be effective for the kingdom of God while we're here. Because if you still have life in your body this morning and you can hear me, there's an assignment that you have to fulfill. That still means God has a purpose and a plan for your life. You're still here. There's a plan and purpose. There's someone you need to tell about Christ. There's someone you can reach that I can't reach. There's someone you can reach that I can't reach. And that's how it goes. So we all have an assignment if we're still here, if we are born again. If you're not born again, you need to get born again. You need to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. That's the only way to God. The only way to heaven is through Jesus. Don't be deceived. That's the only way. There's a lot of new age stuff out there. But don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. There's only one way. The Bible says that I am the way, the truth, and the life. There's no other way except for Jesus. And so Paul is giving them, he's praying for them. He said, grace to you and peace from God. Our Father. God is your Father. I don't care if your real father didn't do right by you. He didn't love you. God loves you. God loves you. He sent his only son. Would you give up your only son to save folk that are still in sin? We weren't worthy, but God had mercy on us. He had mercy on us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us on a cross. While we were yet sinners in our sin, doing what we want to do, everything we were big enough to do, Christ died for us. For our sins, past, present, and future. There's nothing you can do that you're too far gone. So no matter where you are this morning, no matter what you've done, if you can hear my voice, receive him this morning as your Lord and Savior. Christ can save you. He will save you. All thing you got to do is call on him. Call on the name of Jesus and you'll be saved. That's all you have to do. call on the name of Jesus and our Lord Jesus Christ. He's praying for the church at Rome. He's praying for them. He say, first, I thank God through Jesus Christ for you all. I thank God for y'all. I thank God for y'all because I am where I am. I am locked up for the gospel's sake. But I had to come here. I had to come. And his desire was to even go to Spain because he wanted to take the gospel in that region. And that's what we have to do. We are the light. We have to take the gospel into dark places. Sometimes it's not comfortable. Sometimes it's a place that we say, I would never go in that place. But sometimes God will fix it to where you end up in that place. And you might be there for one reason, but it's an opportunity. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you opportunities, and the Holy Spirit will speak to you and tell you to witness to that one. You might be in Popeyes. You might be in Pollo Tropical. You might be in Pan Express. You might be in McDonald's, Burger King. Huh? No matter where you at, if the Holy Spirit prompts you, that's an opportunity. Someone needs to hear the gospel. And don't be worried about what people are going to think, because people don't have a hell or heaven to put you in. But God do, through Jesus. Because when he see us as born again believers, he don't see us. He see the blood of Jesus. Jesus is our advocate. Jesus paid the price for us. Jesus is what he sees. He see the blood. So don't worry about people. And a lot of times they're going to respond differently than what you think. Differently than what you think. Because if the Holy Spirit prompt you, they're going to receive. And even if they don't receive it, you just brush the dust off your feet and keep moving. That's what the Bible say. That's what he told the apostles when he sent them out. If they don't receive it, brush the dust off your feet and keep moving. Go on to the next one. Somebody's going to receive it. Somebody needs to hear. Everybody ain't going to receive it. But they can't say they didn't hear. So you need to give them all the opportunity. So on that day, they can't say they didn't hear the gospel. They didn't hear the gospel. He said, I thank God for y'all, every one of y'all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. Huh? And that's a testimony. What are they hearing about us? Huh? What do they see? Do they see us acting like the world? Do they see us in panic and fear? Do they see us dressing like the world and talking like the world? And we supposed to be Christians? We're supposed to be born again believers? A lot of folk grab and jump on the bandwagon and say, oh, they're Christians, but they don't live like Christians. They're not living for Christ. They're not representing him. So we need to be ambassadors and representative. We need to be counted righteous for Christ's sake. Huh? We need to live a consecrated life. And it's not easy. It's not easy. But it's a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice. It's our reasonable service. Huh? It's the least we can do. Live for him because he died for us. And we don't have the time we think we have. I hear a lot of folks say, I'm going to get myself together and I'm going to come to Jesus. No, you can't get yourself right. Jesus will clean you up. Jesus will get you right. Just come. Just as you are. And that's what he's saying. Just as you are. Just as you are, you come to Jesus just as you are. Even as you are, grace has saved us. Grace through faith. And it's through, we must have faith. We have to believe. We have to believe. And that's what he's saying, that your faith, I'm so proud of you. That's what Paul is telling the church in Rome. That your faith is being spoken of. Our faith need to be spoken of all over the world. all over the world that we're standing for Christ. And no matter what comes our way, we're going to keep witnessing. We're going to keep sending this gospel out to all nations. We're going to teach to them. We're going to preach to them. We're going to minister to them. We're going to pray for them to all nations. Because God is no respecter of person. He don't see no colors. He don't see no gender. God sees a soul that has received him. That's what he sees. And so we can't get caught up with all this other stuff. It's a distraction from the enemy. That's all it is, a distraction from the enemy. We need to love one another. We need to love one another and encourage one another and build one another up. Build one another up. Jesus is love. God is love. He loved us so much, he sent his son for us. He could have just took us out, just like in the days of Noah. But he sent his son to die for us in our place, in our stead. He was a propitiation for us. He stood in our place. And he said, it is finished. So we are already with him in the spirit realm. Our spirit is already with him because he said God has made us to sit with Christ in heavenly places. And he's already blessed us with all spiritual blessings. We're already with him in the realm of the spirit. We're just walking it out in these earthen vessels because the spirit is illegal in the earth realm without a body. So these bodies, these earthen vessels, are just for this earthly assignment. And it's to lead folk to Christ. That's our assignment. To lead them, to show Christ on this earth now. We're his representatives. Are you doing that today? Are you living for him? Are you speaking for him? And that's all Paul was saying. And that's all I'm telling you today. Be encouraged. Keep the faith. Let your faith be spoken of. Let your good deeds, that it will glorify the Father which is in heaven. Be witnesses for Christ. Love on folk. Don't be discouraged. The enemy gonna attack, but keep the faith. Keep looking to Jesus. He's the answer for everything. He's the answer. He's the answer. Nothing else is the answer. Jesus is the answer. Keep the faith. Let your faith be spoken of all over the world. All over the world. All over the world. Until next time, we love you. We're praying for you. Keep us in your prayers. And tell somebody about Jesus. Keep the faith. We love you. Amen. We pray that the word of truth has touched your heart and mind today. There may be someone under the sound of my voice that has not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, you know the life I've lived. Forgive me for my sins. I believe you died for my sins and was raised up on the third day. Thank you for saving me. Heaven rejoices over one that comes to repentance and receive Jesus. We encourage you to find a Bible-based church where you can continue to grow in the Word of God. If you would like to sow into this ministry, you can do so by Cash App, and that's $TWOT Ministries. Again, that's $TWOT Ministries, or P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Again, that is P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Until next time, this is Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope. We love you and we're praying for you. Amen. So I trust the man on time.
My own.